We have been speaking this morning to the mother of Paul Quinn. Paul was just 21 when he was found beaten in the Republic of Ireland. He died later in hospital. His family have always blamed the IRA for his murder in 2007. I've been speaking to Paul's mother, Breesh, and asked her for her reaction to today's story.
It just, Stephen, makes my blood boil. The IRA have never gone away. Not around South Armagh, and Gerry Adams knows that.
Well, how can you be so sure, Breesh?
Because when they murdered my son, they're still intimidating people. Telling people, shouting out from cars, you're dead. You'll be shot.
Well, presumably Sinn Féin would say that they are rogue elements of a criminal gang. They're not the IRA.
They come from IRA families.
Tell me, Breesh, what happened to your son, Paul? He was 21. What happened?
He was 21 and on Saturday, the 20th of October. So Paul and his friend went down to the shed and there they met. And they tied him up and took him to another part of the shed and they beat every bone in his body. When we got the call, he was on his way to the hospital. And when we got to the hospital, the doctors come out and they said, I'm sorry, they left nothing to fix. And that was the end of Paul.
What had they beaten him with?
Iron bars and sticks with nails in them. All because he fought with a son of a top IRA man. And the mother of that child followed Paul one night and she had a hammer in her hand and she told Paul he would be got along the side of the road in a black bag. And sure enough, 3 or 4 weeks later, they had a murder.
It's how the people who killed your son killed them that's traumatising you, Breesh,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's the death he got, Stephen, and no one there to help him. And no one. And it took about 12 of them to beat him to death. Oh, Stephen, the thought of what he got, the death, if he had to die in a car accident or a sickness, and that we were there. No, no. I look out my kitchen window every day and just round the road is where it happened. There was one lad in the shed, he would make the call for them. They broke his leg.
After your son's murder, Gerry Adams said there was no Republican involvement whatsoever in this man's murder.
Said that. Gerry Adams knows who I'm talking about when, you know, sometimes you feel sorry for him because he just stands there and tells lie after lie and everybody's laughing at him like.
Well, obviously he would deny that.
Of course he'd deny it. Conor Murphy said he spoke to the IRA and Colley Hannah. But he won't say who he spoke to. And that they didn't do it.
Breesh, how can you be so sure that that is not former members of the IRA, criminals? Why do you still call them the IRA?
I still call them the IRA because once you're in the IRA, you're always in it, aren't you? It's like being a school teacher. Once a school teacher, always a school teacher.
Well, not, Breesh, if the IRA's gone. Not if there's any the command structure's gone. Not if it's not an organised organisation, a structured organisation.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin have told me the IRA does not exist anymore.
Yeah, they tell that to everybody.
Gerry Kelly told me that on Friday.
Yes. Gerry Kelly stood up and he said when the war was on and when there was trouble, they were fighting soldier to soldier. That's what the IRA did. Well, Mrs. On the convent, she wasn't a soldier. The people that buried and Charles Armstrong, he wasn't a soldier.
You will have heard the Chief Constable say the Sinn Féin are committed to peace. That's the most senior police officer in this country, Breish.
I know. Yeah, well, I wouldn't agree with the Chief Constable. Not around here. I couldn't agree with him because what? The more that Robert McCartney, the more that Joseph Rafferty, the more that Paul Quinn, when the peace was supposed to be on, when we were supposed to have peace. I know they're not out bombing and shooting and whatever, the British Army or the police officers.
Did you hear Gerry Kelly on the Nolan Show on Friday? He said when the IRA made the statement in 2005 to go away, they went away, he said.
Yeah, well, they were still about in 2007. They're still about South Armagh. Unfortunately.
What would you say to Gerry Adams this morning?
Please stop telling lies. And that you know all the members around South Armagh. And I want truth and justice for Paul. I don't want anybody brought to a shed and murdered for Paul. I don't want any retaliation. I want the truth and I want justice. And I'm saying to you, Gerry Adams, is that too much to ask?
Breish, thank you for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thank you for calling me. Thank you.